child of God, don't think you'll get there without really paying the price. And you young people, turn your youth into prayer. Let your young prowess and strength be spent in prayer and in living for God. Give yourself to God and don't give yourself to the world any more than you positively have to. Oh, that's the privilege young people have. Instead of burning up a youthful infatuation, they call that a love affair, beloved. It's a trap of the devil in many cases. And I don't suppose anybody rejoices more to see young people really fall in love when God brings them together. Then something happens for the glory of God. But oh, how many broken lives I've seen. How many have said to me, young girl, a pretty girl in Chicago, weeping, said, why don't you preachers go through land up and down and warn the girls not to be rash in accepting fellows? I said, what good would it do? She was already divorced. And then she laughed through her tears. She said, that's true. As many as I love, oh, here's the bridegroom of heaven. Let him have first chance at your heart. Let him have the first chance at your time, at your date, and he won't fool you. He will make you rich with something very real. He'll give you beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for the spirit of heaviness. He'll give you holiness for your uncleanness, and he'll give you real character for that spineless thing that you're ashamed of and would be ashamed of if people knew how you live. God will make men and women after God's own heart. And if God calls upon you to have a companion through life, let him do the proposing and it'll come out wonderful.